Behind the greenery at this Mumbai public park, a mother of two is spending her morning teaching the basics of English spelling. Aparna Kanda understands how crucial these few hours are for these young learners, many of whom often have to study by street lamp.
They have so many inputs from the parents, from their teachers, from everyone. But here are a group of kids who are on the verge of dropping out of school because they don't have that support at home, because both parents are working hard to meet ends. These guys just go home and they feel very dejected usually because they're not doing too well in school.
In just 1 year, a group of 15 volunteers has transformed this public park in Mumbai into a makeshift school where some 250 children from local neighborhoods and slums come to enhance their learning.
Very good.
Two Mumbai residents started Angels Express Foundation in 2012 after finding that many of the city's more than 4 million school children still lack basic English and math skills. In fact, despite high enrollment levels of primary school children, a recent nationwide study found that only half of those enrolled in the fifth grade could solve simple subtraction problems. The report notes a decline in students' reading and math levels, despite India's 2010 Right to Education Act, which mandates free and compulsory education to all children between the ages of 6 and 14. With these statistics in mind, Angels Express co-founder Veena Advani decided to concentrate on Mumbai's slums, where she says many parents are unable to provide proper educational support to their children.
Because I'm sure they must be living in a very strenuous and a stressful situation themselves. So they may not have the time and the or maybe the knowledge to pass on the value that we are giving them, especially because they also first. Most of them are first-generation learners.
Recent high school graduate Sakshi Shivdasani, a volunteer on this particular morning, says working with these children has opened her eyes not only to their potential, but also to the struggle of the roughly 10 million people who live in Mumbai's slums.
None of them actually get half the things we do. Like, they have to get up early to bathe, and because they won't get water supply later and stuff. So it actually helps me understand what half the people in the country are going through.
Children like 11-year-old Sneha Yadav come to this park, one of two street schools, every morning at 7, for 3 hours of learning before heading to school. Volunteers also provide food, books, and clothing.
The school is so good that whoever comes will never want to leave.
Angels Express hopes to increase the number of its schools in India's financial hub in order to reach at least 1,000 slum children a year. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Mumbai.